Every year in June, the Vermont Department of Health starts collecting mosquitoes at various locations around the state. The vials of mosquitoes then travel to Burlington, where they're tested for Eastern Equine Encephalitis, Triple E, and West Nile virus. This week, I traveled there, too. I met microbiologist Christine Matusevich in a cramped lab at the health department. The room looked a lot like an old high school chemistry lab, but with some newer-looking machines crowding the counters. Open in the counter on the corner of the room was a laptop. Many multicolored lines of data stretched across the screen. The lines had jagged points, and at the end, all of them stretched upwards in a nice rounded arc. But there were two outliers, lines that jumped up into that arc much earlier than all the rest. Matusevich explained what all of these lines actually represent.
This is an actual run of Triple E West Nile virus that we did back in June that I thought I would show. We've had, I don't know, there's about 72 specimens here. A negative specimen is indicated by all of these little squiggly lines here that you'll see on the screen. Positives, you'll actually see a curve like this.
So it looks like you've had two positive samples, is that right?
Actually, this is our control.
So we haven't had any positives yet to date. So this was what our positive Triple E control would look like. And if a specimen was positive, it would look just like this.
And our West Nile virus has a nice curve, and that's, again, our control.
And how many specimens have you tested? You start testing in about mid-June, and
June 15th is when testing started. And as of July 18th, we have had 1,005 specimens. No positives.
For either West Nile or Triple E.
Correct.
And you do expect to see some Triple E at least, right? Somewhere in the state, sometime during the summer.
We do, yes. Even though the season starts for us in June, we see positives starting early July. We haven't seen any yet, but I have my own personal theories on that. We've had these cold, cold winters, so I just think that that has had an effect on the amount that we see. We first started testing in 2013, and you know, we always had warm weather, and that was our first year, and we had a lot of positives. And these past 2 years, we haven't had that many, so...
So you actually have in your hands a little vial. You ran and grabbed. The mosquitoes aren't generally in here, I assume, unless you're doing some testing. But you went and grabbed some mosquitoes. So describe what you're holding.
So I have a plastic vial. It has mosquitoes in it that were collected in the field by the entomologists. We actually send these tubes out with a little two stainless BBs in them.
Like then, a BB that you'd use in a gun.
Like a pellet gun. Yep, same thing. Stainless steel BBs. When they get the tubes, then they'll go out into the field and get the traps, get the mosquitoes. They'll determine what type of mosquito it is, and then they separate it into each one of these tubes by species. And then they'll record on the top how many mosquitoes are in each pool. This is considered a pool. One tube we call a pool, one mosquito pool. So this particular tube had 50 in it. So then when they do that, they send them here, and that's when we start processing.
And what are the BBs for, then?
It's going to shake really rapidly. You can kind of hear it in there, the BB shaking back and forth. So it's basically breaking up the mosquitoes. So they're going to be little bits and pieces. And that allows the RNA to come out from the virus, the West Nile virus, and the Triple E virus, Eastern Equine Encephalitis virus.
Okay, so these mosquitoes, if I'm looking at them, you're shaking them up, but you can still see that they are mosquito pieces.
Yes, so it'll be bits and pieces. It's not going to be perfect.
So has this one been tested yet?
This one has not, but this one has. You can see that we put a liquid medium in there to help suspend the RNA in it, and then we centrifuge it, so spin it to down at a very high rate of speed. It's like 16,000 G. So it'll help get all of the debris to the bottom so we can actually extract, take off, draw off some of this liquid for the testing that we do.
As you say, you've had two vials here. This one with the BB, you can feel it, and then the little mosquito pieces, and then this one that's been tested, and it looks, I mean, almost like a little vial of blood. It's sort of a dark liquid. Imagining that it's red.
Yeah, I don't know if these mosquitoes actually had blood in them. I don't think they did. I think usually when they identify them, they separate out the females that have blood in them for different types of testing. I don't think any of these had blood in them. I think it's just the innards of the mosquitoes.
All right, so what do you actually do? So you centrifuge them to get out the RNA so that you can test to see if they have these diseases.
So after we break the mosquitoes open to release the RNA, the viral RNA, we will come up here and stick them in this instrument over here. This is our MagMax instrument.
That's Mag with a G, not Mad Max, not like the movie.
Yes, MAG Max, yeah. So this will actually process this specimen further so it will draw out the RNA.
So tell me, you don't have any testing that you're doing right now, so I'm not going to ask you to do it all, obviously. But what does this machine, the MagMax, actually do?
If we were actually doing a run right now, we would put in various plates into each one of these spaces. There's 96 wells on this plate, and actually what we do is to each well, we will add the mosquito pool specimen, so a little bit of this liquid, this dark liquid. We will add some alcohol to it, and we will add some magnetic beads. The MagMax instrument has little fingers on it, as you can see, which will be covered with a plastic sheath. This will drop down into the 96-well plate, and basically it can transfer these beads from plate to plate to plate. It's basically washing the beads, and it's the magnetic beads that will capture the RNA, so they kind of glue to the beads. So it's kind of a neat process. So the finished product is a very clean, clear liquid. Instead of this dark, dark liquid, we'll have a clear liquid with RNA, viral RNA in it.
And then what do you do?
And then we set up basically what we call a master mix, which is set up on the real-time PCR instrument, which is right there. It's an ABI 7500. It's used for various assays in here.
It looks kind of like an AC unit or like a dehumidifier to the layperson.
It looks like a dehumidifier. It's like an $80,000 dehumidifier.
And so is that going to give you the results of whether or not these mosquito samples have the...
It does. So we have to, again, take another tube, and it's basically at this point really like cooking. We're adding different amounts of ingredients that allows the instrument to tell us whether we have the virus present or not in these mosquito pools.
You have that all done. You showed me at the very beginning your laptop here with all of the results. So is that what you use then to look at the results that you're getting?
Yes. So once we load this instrument up, and again, it's a 96-well plate, just the same thing as what we do for the extraction on the MagMax. It gets inserted into the instrument. It's a cycling unit, so it heats up the specimen to 95 degrees, and then it cools down to about 60 degrees, and it cycles like that over and over and over for about 45 cycles.
Why do you need to cycle it so many times? Why wouldn't one cycle work?
The way the assay is designed, it takes time. So we're starting off, if we have one viral copy in our specimen, basically we're going to double it with each cycle. So doubles and doubles and doubles. So we can have one copy here and then end up with like a billion.
So it sort of strengthens that viral load so you can actually see it. That's sort of what it's doing?
Yes, that's exactly what it's doing. It takes about an hour and 45 minutes for this to run. So at the start, if there's that one copy, by the end we'll have about 1 or 2 billion copies.
A billion copies of Triple E sounds scary.
It's not. It's amplicon, so it's actually not infectious. It's just a little segment of the viral RNA that we're trying to detect, so it's not infectious.
So when you're watching this, I mean, nobody wants there to be Triple E or West Nile virus, but if I were watching this and trying to see the samples come through and there are 1,000 samples and they're all negative, I know in my head that's a good thing. But do you feel a little bit of excitement when you start to see, oh, there's a positive sample, or what do you feel?
Absolutely, because we are, you know, nerd science geeks here. So, yeah, we know that it's bad to have pauses, but we know that they are out there. And when we do have them, it's like, oh, yes, we finally have our first one because we want to detect this. It's important to detect it in this state.
So if you do get a positive sample, then what happens?
Once we have a positive, this is actually a preliminary result, so we have to repeat the test with different primer segments, so segments of the virus. And once we do that, once it confirms positive, then we contact epidemiology and also the Department of Agriculture because we're all partnering in this.
And each sample, then you know what part of the state it comes from as well. So it's not just sort of an aggregate of 50 random mosquitoes. You can tell, oh, this came from eastern Rutland County, for example.
Yes.
In the past, I think there's only been testing in certain parts of the state, right? Because it had only been detected in certain parts. What we've been hearing is that it's a concern for a larger swath of the state now. So are you doing more testing?
Yeah, they had a deer sero survey, which was in partnership with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and they have detected Triple E in all of the counties now. So we know it's everywhere in the state. Right now, mosquito pools have been submitted from all 14 counties in Vermont. And there's 11 different mosquito species that have been collected and tested for West Nile and Triple E.
All 11 could have those?
They can. The most common one is, let's see, Culicita melanura. That's usually the most common one for Triple E.
Does doing this work give you any either deeper appreciation for mosquitoes or a greater understanding of what's happening than the rest of us have?
It makes me look forward to winter. No, it's just, you know, we test about 3,500 pools in a season, so that's mid-June to mid-October, and it's a lot of work. It takes, you know, hands-on time, about 6 hours, so it's definitely an intensive assay that we do here. I do enjoy it, don't get me wrong, but, you know, I do look forward now. I never used to look forward to winter, but this is one reason why I do look forward to winter.
That's microbiologist Christine Matusevich. She says she expects to start seeing positive tests for Triple E or West Nile virus sometime in August.